Of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. A 38-year-old man arrested for defiling and impregnating 12-year-old girl. Economist warns energy tariff hike may push inflation and slow growth. Foreign news, U.S. President urges all NATO countries to stop buying oil from Russia. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The women graduate in Zambia president has called for improved water sanitation hygiene wash services in schools in order to address challenges faced by the girl child in school. Speaking during the 35th Triennial General Assembly and conference held in Lusaka under the theme Building the Future, Integrating Culture, Education and Empowerment for Sustainability, graduation women Zambia president Annie Musonda says the girl child is facing various worse challenges which are affecting the quality of education they are receiving. Ms. Musonda says the challenges the girl child faces in school include inadequate infrastructure such as proper toilets and bathroom, lack of wash tools like pads and cultural beliefs, among others. The president says not all problems the pupils are facing require money to be solved, as others just need the spirit of togetherness and Ubuntu as a solution.
So in as much as there are issues of culture, we have to refer to some our training documents of what is expected when it comes to quiet sanitation. So we have to some kind of blend and not just be cultural focused, because we can compromise quiet sanitation. These are issues of health. These are issues of survival. This is life. So the health specialists are giving us the standards. So we also have to be privy to these standards as much as we are trying to honor and recognize culture.
Meanwhile, Professor Irene Mungutio from Reverend Father Moses Oshua University in Nigeria says the declining standards in the quality of education in Africa is as a result of the introduction of free education, with addressing the other needs such as infrastructure and curriculum as well as the pupil to teacher ratios in school.
When you say education becomes free, you mean more people are coming to school, but then can the government actually fund free education? Because you have learning materials that are critical to education. It's not about pouring stuff down children in classrooms. It's about giving them materials that make learning easy for them, and then materials that help them to go to compete on a global level with other children at their level too. So it's not all about making education free, it's about making it accessible in terms of quality.
Now, in a sad development, a 38-year-old man of Muziatama village, Chief Mwansempangwe in Lumezi district in Eastern Province, has defiled and impregnated a 12-year-old girl of the same abode. The suspect, Davison Chisale, is a brother-in-law to the juvenile, who is a grade 6 pupil at Katema Primary School in Lumezi district. According to ZANIS, Eastern Province Commissioner of Police Robertson Mwamba confirmed that this happened between May and August 2025. Mr. Mwamba explained that the suspect is alleged to have proposed love to the minor in May this year, who accepted, and the duo started engaging in sexual activities until the juvenile fell pregnant. The grandmother of the victim reported the matter to Lundazi police station after she discovered that her granddaughter was pregnant. A police medical report form has since been issued and no arrest has been made yet, and investigations into the matter have since been instituted. Still on local news, Zambia's new ambassador to Brazil, Lieutenant General Denise Aliwuzwi, has officially begun his tour of duty. In one of his first engagements, Ambassador Aliwuzwi paid a courtesy call on the Cameroonian ambassador and dean of the African Diplomatic Corps in Brazil, Martin Agbombeng. Ambassador Aliwuzwi reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to African unity, saying closer collaboration among African missions in Brazil will strengthen solidarity and enhance the continent's visibility. He also expressed support for initiatives that deepen the Africa-Brazil partnership in trade, investment, agriculture, energy, education, and culture. Now, a socio-economist has warned that the anticipated adjustment in energy tariffs could add between 150 and 200 basis points to Zambia's headline inflation in the third and fourth quarters of this year, posing notable risks to the country's short-term growth outlook. In a statement, economist Kelvin Chisanga says higher energy and transport costs are expected to directly squeeze household budgets, weaken consumer spending power, and raise operational costs for key sectors such as mining, manufacturing, agriculture, and services. Mr. Chisanga further noted that the combined pressures alongside the likelihood of a continued tight monetary policy stance may slow down private sector activity and dampen investment momentum. He adds that preliminary estimates suggest real GDP growth could be trimmed by 0.3 to 0.5 percentage points over the next 12 months, warning that without productivity gains or targeted mitigation measures, the country risks slower job creation and delayed recovery from inflationary pressures. Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary has called on journalists to unite and ensure that their working standards are improved. Speaking during a media engagement organized by the Lusaka Press Club in Lusaka, Tabu Kawana says journalists should unite and engage the Ministry of Labour and Social Services for the establishment of a minimum wage for journalists. Mr. Kawana says the Ministry of Information and Media is ready to work with journalists to ensure the improvement of working standards and salaries for journalists, but journalists must also take the lead in order for the change to happen. He says the attempt to meet media owners to discuss the improvement of conditions and provision of better salaries failed as the media owners failed to attend the meeting. Hence, it is up to the journalists to push for their own improved condition of services.
Staff submit so that the Ministry of Labour can come up with a minimum. The only problem you have as journalists, and I always say we are one big enemy, and we need to sort out that, because that enemy has brought confusion. That enemy has brought problems, the minister. So from today we must work together and conquer the enemy and deal with the enemy. I know where the enemy is. I can show you. So I can go there together. And you know me, I always name people. So I'll name the enemy so that the enemy should know that he must stop doing this. The enemy is a journalist. You journalists are enemies of yourself. So let's work hard. Let's work together.
Agriculture News.
Finally, in our local news, BioZ founder and chief executive officer CEO Evans Ngoma has applauded the Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, for its strides in driving Zambia's industrial sector. Mr. Ngoma says the efforts being made by the IDC have significantly shaped the industrial sector in the country. He says the acquisition and installation of refined fertilizer facility at Nitrogen Chemicals is one of the achievements the IDC has scored. Mr. Ngoma has pointed out the achievement stands as a testament to IDC's dedication to fortifying Zambia's agricultural backbone through industrial innovation. He further says the industrial advancement agenda being pursued by IDC is critical in enhancing productivity in the agriculture sector and growing of the country's economy. You're listening to the One Love Radio Main News with me,